Welcome to the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. Hope you had a mild Wednesday and minimal headaches. It was a bit of a show yesterday, I'll tell you. We had all kinds of snow and icy road conditions and school closures yesterday. It's a little bit better today. We're going to give you the update. We still have some kids who won't be going to school today after the Wednesday fallout. After quite the day yesterday, we'll do the roundup in just a bit. We do not have any watches. We do not have any warnings and no highway closures. Isn't that nice? And we'll have more beach time. Yes, if winter's got you down, don't worry. We've got lots of beach time for you. But we do have a warning for you when it comes to your extension cords. That's going to be the next thing you're going to reach for. If yesterday was the snowblower and the shovel and the broom, and now it's the extension cords. Because next week, oh boy. Shorts and sandals might have to go away just for a couple days. We'll get to those details in just a second. Also, the Canadian Space Rover. Did you hear about this? The Canadian Space Agency is asking for your input into what we should name this little dune buggy, this little space rover that's got... It looks like a little dune buggy. We're gonna have some fun naming this thing today. Also, we're gonna introduce you to the $6 million banana. And this new documentary will tell you why you can't stop adding to your cart on Amazon. I watched it last night. Oosh. They've got great games, great food. Go for a hot dog, a casino hot dog, nothing like it. At the Skydancer Casino in Belcourt, North Dakota, a sponsor of the Tyler Glenn Show. They are 90 minutes south of Brandon in beautiful Belcourt, North Dakota. And, of course, they have got some world-class entertainment. They had some great concerts this year. Looking forward to another good half a dozen concerts being planned for 2025. And, again, all you got to do is head south, cross that international border. You're going to need a passport. And then you're going to head east after you get to Dunseith, and you're going to find the Turtle Island Water Park there. You're going to find games and restaurants, and it's a big resort complex, and they continue to add to it every few months. They continue to add different shopping experiences, and all kinds of different games are coming and going all the time. So check out the website. Follow them on the social media channels to stay up to date, or visit their website at skydancercasino.com. Well, how did electric vehicles fare, or how are they faring in this kind of weather? Those are that question, and others are excellent questions for the crew at Murray GM in Brandon. In fact, they would love to see you to come in and ask about electric vehicles. They are Westman's number one EV dealership in Brandon. An incredibly highly skilled and trained staff are ready to answer any and all questions with regards to cold weather starting. Battery life. How far can I go in an EV? Because every EV is different. Every model is going to get you a little further, some not so much. They always are saying, listen, if you come in and your questions get answered and you still don't think an EV is for you, that's okay. Of course it's okay. But it's important to get good information, and that's why they're Westman's number one EV dealership. Murray GM in Brandon, the Equinox, the Blazer, the Silverado, the Hummer, you know where they are. 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. Go and see them. Get your questions answered at Murray GM. And Headley's Health Hut, congratulations to all the winners who had won back their purchase on Win Back Wednesday. That is so cool. Win Back Wednesday is an opportunity for you to win your purchase back. The next one is December the 11th. And then on January the 15th, you could win back up to $500 in the receipts. Of course, this is if you're paying with cash or check at Headley's Health Hut. And again, on the show, we are always looking for Sunseekers are always looking for stuff that comes sugar-free, gluten-free, natural food products. They have got vitamins, herbs. Headley's Health, a very popular business at a new location. They used to be over at the mall. They're over at 1314 Richmond Avenue, just up from Murray GM on Richmond. So drop by and say hi to the amazing crew there. And again, they've always got contests going on, including just lately an opportunity for you to win Winnipeg Jets tickets. So check that out at Headley's Health at 1314 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. The Canadian Space Rover. It will be going where no man or woman has gone before. Take a look at this little guy. The Canadian Space Agency is inviting Canadians to name the Lunar Rover. Remember how we had the Canadarm? That was kind of a goof. They want to come up with a name now. So, thinking caps on, Sunseekers. This little rover is going to be exploring the universe on behalf of the great white north. This is Hoser 1 to Hoser 2, over. Hoser 1 to Hoser 2, over. What should we call this thing? Now, this is actually happening. I will put the links on my website at tylerglennshow.com, okay? So that you can find the links to vote until December the 20th. Canadians of all ages will be able to go to the CSA website. That is the Canadian Space Agency website, and choose from the following options. It's kind of like our health cards. Remember when they wanted to redesign the health cards? By the way, it was the Northern Lights that won that contest. The Northern Lights won the contest. And they gave us, what was it? Northern Lights, the polar bear, the bowl of KD with ketchup on it. What other Manitoba pictures were there? A flat tire at the side of the road with 10 feet of snow. Those did not make it. Those didn't make it. So here's the four choices for the rover: Athabasca, Courage, Glacier, or Polar. P-O-L-R. It will be launched in 2026. The robotic vehicle will assist in the international effort to find water, ice, and other things, maybe even life on other planets. The rover will be the first in a series of anticipated lunar rovers, and its name should be inspiring, this little guy here. So what should we name something that's quintessentially Canadian? The Canadian Lunar Rover. What would be the name? I know they gave us four to choose from, but let's come up with our own. What could we call it? Cindy says we should call it Luna. Quentin says, how about Mackenzie? Oh, to fit with Bob and Doug. This is Hoser 1 to Schmengi. Hoser 1 to Schmengi, over. I think they have to do the Bob and Doug song, that coo-coo-coo, every time they contact it. I think that should just, it's the Canadian Luna. Oh, somebody is calling the Lunar Rover. Koenig Stowe says they should call it the Creeper. I have, even better, Justin the Creeper, eh? Oh, I had to do it. I know. I'm sorry. It's Justin the Creeper. Justin the Creeper to NASA, over. Quinn says the Fox Rover, Terry Fox. Oh, the Fox Rover. That's a cool name. That's a legit name. I'm thinking much more in line with kind of what's happening. Would you like to hear a couple of my ideas? For the rover. I'm not exactly a positive person, so this is just a tongue in cheek, a little bit of. I think we should call it the Coldenbroke. Hello, this is NASA to the Coldenbroke. Coldenbroke, come in, over. Coldenbroke, we can't hear you. Coldenbroke. Why do they call it Coldenbroke? Because it's Canadian. They're cold and they're broke. Coldenbroke, please reach out to us ASAP. Coldenbroke, please respond. I think it works. Just one word. Coldenbroke. It could be the Justin Jeep. Look, here it comes, rolling down the hill. It's the Justin Jeep. Beep, beep. The Justin Jeep. Beep, beep. The Fisher Price is too high mobile. Yeah, Fisher Price. You get it? Fisher Price. Fisher Price is too high. The price is too high mobile. Why do they call it that? Well, it's a play on words. Fisher Price is too high. They're from Canada. Have you ever been there? Holy shit. Take money, man. It is expensive if you ever go to Canada. Or I think we should just call it the communist cart. The commie cart. Commie cart. Come in. Over. Commie cart. Why do they call it a commie? Well, it's Canada. They're kind of communist. They're cold and broke. So Terry Fox is the total. I like that. Fox is the winner for a legit name. Fox One. I think, oh yeah, Fox One. Sounds good. Although it does sound like the Fox Network, and then that gives people a bad idea, and I don't know. Nick says, as much as we would love to launch Justin into space. Here comes the Justin Jeep. It's the just. It bounces. It's got such good shocks. Beep, beep. Here comes the Justin Jeep. Beep, beep. Boing, boing. Oh, what should we name it? What do we name it? The little lunar rover. What should we name it? Yeah, it's an interesting little vehicle. There's no question about that. Anyway, from the Canadian space vehicle to the $6 million banana. Oh, your mind's going to be blown. This is so stupid. But first, a reminder, as we said earlier, to get those smile cookies. Smile cookie week at Tim Hortons. You've always got time for Tim's. And today, it's going to be a much easier opportunity for you to slide on into the drive-thru and get some of those smile cookies. This is Smile Cookie Week, holiday Smile Cookie Week. We're attempting to build a smile zone at the Brandon Clinic. That is a portion of the proceeds for the Dauphin sales of the Smile Cookies. We'll be going to the Smile Zone at the Brandon Clinic. Construction happening late spring, early summer, around June of next year. And in Verdun, proceeds Verdun Christmas Cheer will be the benefactor there. In Dauphin, the Rotary Club of Dauphin will be the benefactor, and they will be a big benefactor. Because, I mean, the Dauphin Tim Hortons sells more Smile Cookies than any other Tim Hortons in all of Canada. I don't know what you guys are doing up there. But man, you guys buy a lot of cookies in Dauphin, and it's Holiday Smile Cookie Week. We expect the same. Mooseman, McNaughton High School will be the benefactor, and in Neepawa, it's the Neepawa Habitat for Humanity. Go to timhortonswestman.ca for more, but better yet, just go on in, get yourself a dozen, and help out the cause until the 24th. Holiday Smile Cookie Week continues with our friends at Tim Hortons with 10 area locations. Leon's Furniture Superstore, Victoria Avenue in Brandon, leons.ca. Again, they have got the Buy More, Save More event, and their actual Black Friday sale is on now on appliances. They have just jumped the gun. They had the Better Than Black Friday sale, and now it's just the Black Friday sale starts now on all major appliances. The easiest thing for you to do is to go to leons.ca. You don't even have to go into your car and drive on over to Leon's. Go to leons.ca and then pick out something that you like and then go into the store in the West End of Brandon, 3635 Victoria Avenue. And you will see the latest flyer. You'll see what they've got available for selection and styles. And, of course, they've got the holiday price guarantee at Leon's, 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. And if you ever need some legal help, remember our friends at Eplaw Office. When it comes to your will, when it comes to maybe changing some things in your business, if you have a small business and you are growing and you have some law concerns, some legal concerns with regards to your business, you've got a friend that's a lawyer right there on 18th Street across from the RBC. It's Eplaw Office. And of course, they're very busy doing a lot of real estate law too, with the buying and selling of houses in our community. Eplaw Office, building lasting relationships one case at a time at 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC. I don't think we will be paying $6 million for a banana. Somebody did, though. I think it was my dad who said, this person has more money than brains. A person that has more money than brains. I'm going to show this picture to you, and you're going to say, oh, I remember that. I remember that. This guy said, I'm going to make some art. And so he made some art. Italian artist Maurizio Catalan put this piece of artwork together back in 2019 where he taped a banana to the wall. He taped a banana to the wall, and an auctioneer in New York sold this piece of conceptual art for $5.2 million on Wednesday as we were digging out from the snow. So where's the 6.2, including auction fees and surcharges and so on? It's $6.2 million for this banana.
At $800,000, at $800,000, $850,000, Sal. $850,000, $900,000, thank you, sir. $950,000 is with Ockley Made. $1 million is with me already, actually. And I'm selling it here, the world's most expensive banana, at $5,200,000. At $5,200,000. Jen Hua, from Sotheby's China office, at $5,200,000. Thank you, Jen. Fair warning now.
Holy crap.
All of our global bidders at $5,200,000. Here it goes. At the end of the global tour.
You have got to be kidding me. Some guy from China Look at these people standing by the wall. They're guarding this important piece of art. So look at the art next to it. Oh, my goodness. Sotheby's. Oh, my. Look at that. Oh, to the left. Oh, my gosh. Look at all the people that are in the crowd that are like, they're like at a Taylor Swift concert. They've all got their phones out. Oh, I can't believe a banana is going to sell for $5 million. So do they peel it off? No pun intended, but do they peel it off the wall? Do they have to cut a hole in the wall? Does the wall come with the banana? Do the two people on either side of the banana come with the banana? I have so many questions. Are we allowed to eat the banana? Just as it's like, sold for $6 million. Some like intern comes walking up, not paying attention. Hey, what's with all the people sitting here? Hey, I'm hungry. Just rips it off the wall, starts peeling it. No, no, don't eat that. Don't eat that. It's a $6 million banana bought by some stupid person in China.
All of our global bidders at $5,200,000. Here it goes. At the end of the global tour. It's slipping through the auction room of $5,200,000, and I'm going to sell it here. Fair warning, at $5,200,000. Jen, the Catalan is yours. Congratulations. Thank you very much indeed. Paddle number 17.
There it is. Yeah, there it is.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. So this woman on the phone, this woman, she's telling number 17, yeah, you just bought a banana for $6 million. It's yours. You're the everybody's smiling, and in their brains, they're saying, "I can't believe I just witnessed this. That they paid that much for a piece of fruit. That's just insane." Tosh is like, "Why is the banana duct tape? Well, it's art. This is art. This is modern art. Let's just rip it off the wall. See, there goes Tosh. No, Tosh, don't eat that. Don't eat it. It's expensive."
My mornings are chaos. I need coffee that works as hard as I do. That's why I drink Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's rich, delicious coffee boosted with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics. Everything I need for focus and balance, ready in 30 seconds. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
So like I was saying earlier on in the show, I've been waiting for this documentary. I'm a big fan of Netflix's documentaries. I don't know about you, but I like them. I do not enjoy when Netflix puts boxing matches on. I find that it buffers a little too much, and I find that there's a lot of hype. It's, as I say, all fart and no shit when Netflix carries boxing. I think that I'm really impressed that Netflix was able to round up 60 million people to watch the Tyson fight. That's really cool. We all gathered around our TV and watched it, but it all kind of, no, it was no good. This is good, but it's shocking. It is a new documentary that dropped last night. It's called Buy Now, The Shopping Conspiracy. And it goes into the details as to how Jeff Bezos and his team are using science, probably not the only one, by the way, are using science to ensure that you leave the website buying something. Again, the new documentary is called Buy Now, The Shopping Conspiracy. Have a look at this. It's worth a look. It's worth a view.
Buying new stuff feels great, right? The problem is that every year we're consuming more, producing more, and there's a flip side to that that no one wants you to see.
I was president of the Adidas brand.
I started at Apple.
I worked at Amazon for 15 years. It's a highly refined science to get you to buy stuff.
They know you. Like, we know you.
We were constantly developing new ways to get you to buy. Influencing your behavior in subtle ways that you'd never even realize. And every trick in the book is being used to hide what's really going on.
Look at this bag.
They're doing marketers always do, which is showing you the shiny little thing over here.
By Gucci.
Because they don't want you to look at what they're doing over here.
This is what they do with unwanted merchandise.
This was shocking. So this is one part of the documentary where, like, for example, designer handbags. This is part of a much bigger issue that companies, big multinational companies, have a tremendous amount of waste. There's a lot of stuff that goes unsold. So where does it go? In the garbage. Well, if there's a Kate Moss bag, I could scoop that up for free. You mean from a garbage can? Well, if you find out that there's is it Kate Moss or Kate? What was it? Oh, Kate Spade. Sorry. If you find there's a Kate Spade bag in the dumpster, not only are you going to take them out of the dumpster and sell them again, you're just going to be like, hey, I got a $1,000 bag for free in a dumpster. So they wreck them on purpose, then throw them out. And it's not just that. It is everything that is made. Everything that is made is overmade to make sure that it's available in case you need it. And what happens is a lot of that stuff has to get thrown out. Because you think, well, that's food. I bet you they'll give that to the food bank. Oh, a lot of food hits the garbage. And we have joked about recycling on this show and about everyone's recycling and it's all going to the landfill. Well, I've got good news and bad news. In this documentary, it'll show you that 90% of what we recycle ends up in the garbage. Even in Canada, even locally, it is shocking how much crap companies make for us to buy. It is shocking, this documentary. It's on Netflix right now.
Amazon was dumping into landfills toys.
The voices of "we're going to protect the business" went out over the little voice in your head saying, should we really be doing this?
These things are hazardous waste.
Yeah, so what happens to your phone? Oh, as I'm watching this documentary with my nephew yesterday, I said, everyone makes fun of me for my iPhone 2. It still works. I have had this show for 4 seasons, soon to be 5. When I'm out and about, I do live shows. This old rickety iPhone. But no, they got you. You need the latest and greatest. You need it. You need to get the latest and greatest of everything. That's part of the plan. You need the new iPhone 6, 8, XYZ, 4G, 5ZY. It's got 8 cameras.
Everybody wants to believe that the company that they're working for is not evil.
We can decide that this is not the way that we want to live and move it in a different direction.
Every industry needs to stop putting it on the consumer. Stop making it our responsibility. It's yours.
Life is about experiences and the people that we're with, and the stuff that we have supports it, but it's not the end. Whoever dies with the most stuff does not win.
Shocking. It will change the way you look at your buying habits. Better documentaries I've seen on Netflix. And it's shocking. And I don't like being turned into an environmentalist. I don't think I am. I just think that I don't like being lied to. What jumped into my mind as I'm watching this with my nephew, because we're both looking at each other and shaking our head like we can't believe it. It happens about 6 times through this documentary, is that my grandmother used to say money is the root of all evil. And I always used to think that it's like fire. That's my saying. Fire can cook your food and it can burn your house down because you need money. You got to give it to charity and it's put to good use. But boy, it sure corrupts. Money sure corrupts. Zuba Bernie says, we used to buy only what we could afford. Today, everyone wants to buy now, pay later. Canadians are number one. We are number one on the planet. Canada is the champion. We are the gold medalists for credit card debt. Canadians owe more on their credit cards than any other nation on the planet. In fact, for some countries, you could take 2 or 3 countries and add them together. You'll have to check it out on Netflix. I hope you've got Netflix and you can check that out. I hope you can swing by Kuiper's Family Bakery, too, and get some of those big cinnamon buns they've got. The pizza buns. Oh, my gosh. If you are looking for a quick and easy lunch, you got to sneak in to Kuiper's Family Bakery and get a pizza bun. I've done that on a number of occasions. And they're using real Canadian cheddar cheese, pepperoni in there. Oh, my God. And they're just flaky and delicious with the cheese and the pepperoni, one of the many amazing things that they make at Kuiper's Family Bakery. Monster cookies are another thing. Big sleeve of those monster cookies, they're fantastic. So whether you're picking up a loaf of bread for your family dinner or treating your colleagues to a box of goodies, make it Kuiper's Family Bakery. The irresistible flavors, 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner beside Tasty's. To Elkhorn Resort, Clarso Nordic Spa. Don't forget that the big Christmas craft and bake sale is happening this weekend at the Elkhorn. You're going to want to take that in. Roads are going to be A-OK. There's going to be no problems getting to the Elkhorn to take that in, and it's going to be a lot of fun. People will be coming from all over for this one. And again, it goes Saturday from 10 till 4 at the Elkhorn Resort, the craft bake sale and market and vendors market. Again, at elkhornresort.mb.ca, they've got all kinds of packages for you to take a look at, including the Girls Gone Mild package. The one that's getting a lot of attention online right now is the all-inclusive family package that gets you your deluxe stay for two nights, four kids meals at the Buffalo Bar, a family s'mores kit, a bottle of wine for mom and dad, assorted treats for the kids, basically everything you would need for an awesome weekend, including a Clarso Nordic Spa Pass for $569. Family of four, $569. That is a great deal. Elkhornresort.mb.ca. Check out the many different packages that they have available. And at Auto Fashion, oh, congratulations, Curtis Morin. Curtis was our winner.
Way to go, Curtis.
Curtis Morin is winner of our Week Kings tickets. Thank you so much to those who entered our contest. What did Curtis say for a player? Chris Dingman said Curtis. Others say Jordan Tutu, Mark Stone, Ron Hextall. A lot of Jordan Tutu, though. Curtis was a little bit different. Chris Dingman, I think he played with Jordan Peterson. Jordan Peterson. Bite my tongue. Jordan Tutu. Anyway, Curtis, enjoy your flex pass. You can go to either Friday or Saturday's Week King game. I will contact you, and we will get you your Week Kings tickets. Auto Fashion, proud sponsors of the Brandon Week Kings. Of course, they do paintless dent repair. They're SGI and MPI accredited for hail damage. They do auto detailing. A fine auto finishing is what they call it. And, of course, they're sponsors of the Brandon Week Kings as well. Go to autofashion.ca for a complete list of services they provide. They're sponsors of the Week Kings and the Tyler Glenn Show, so go to autofashion.ca. Eating something off the floor. Picking something out of the garbage. Now, come on, tell me the truth. You have picked something out of the garbage before, or you've picked it up off the floor. What was it? What were the circumstances? Why did you eat it? What was going on at the time? Dude, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to tell me. One person says, this one time I was eating a piece of cake and it fell on the floor. I picked it up and ate it because I love cake. And it was the last piece of cake that I had at the time. My thought process goes like this. If it drops on the floor and the floor surrounding the item looks clean, I do have a dog and there's nothing worse than dropping something on the floor and you pick it up, you turn it over and there's dog hair, forget it. She's gone. She's gone. You lost it. You dropped it, you lost it. But sometimes I'll drop it in an area where the puppy doesn't sit, doesn't do anything. It is a clean area. So what? It's a 5-second rule. Zumba Bernice is a truth teller. Look at this. Just yesterday, one of my boiled eggs rolled right off the counter. The dog was sniffing and circling it, but no, that's my sandwich right there. I picked the egg up. Well, in an egg too, you could give it a quick rinse. There's nothing wrong with that. That's an easy one. What's a bad one is when you've got a cheese pizza and you drop the cheese pizza and it goes and it's like slow motion. No. And it flips over to the cheese side. No. And it's still hot and it's got like that, you know, it's squishy cheese and they're just like, no, don't hit the floor, please. And as it's going towards the floor, you're like, oh God, I hope the dog didn't roll around there. Please be a clean piece of floor. I love cheese pizza. I don't want to waste cheese pizza. And then it's a miracle. It's the pizza angels. It's going down. Cheese is pointing to the floor. You're thinking, no. And then all of a sudden at the last second, it turns. It turns. And the pizza angel turns it onto the crust side. And the crust hits the floor and it bounces. And you say, thank you. Thank you, cheese gods. Thank you, pizza gods, for helping me to maintain this delicious pizza because it's crust and it bounced. And 5-second rule. Down she goes. First Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, the official oil change of the Tyler Glenn Show. They're making a donation to Bear Clan Helping Hands and Samaritan House every time you get your oil changed, and you'll find them at 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. Of course, it's quick, it's easy. You pull up to the doors, you go inside, they'll show you your filters while you wait, and you're on your way. You want the peace of mind that comes with winter driving in our neck of the woods, and that's why it's always good to take your vehicle to Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. Sunrise Credit Union. If you're looking for a mortgage, boy, can they help you out at Sunrise Credit Union. They would love to see you, to tell you about the Get Cozy 4.3% residential mortgage they've got right now. SunriseCU.mb.ca, very popular financial institution in our area with 19 area locations. Sunrise Credit Union, sponsors of the Tyler Glenn Show. Pay them a visit and get yourself a cozy mortgage at 4.3%. Some conditions apply. See Sunrise Credit Union for details. And at Co-ops of Westman, you're at home here with your local co-op. And as Cindy was saying, you got the warehouse sale on right now. When you go there, pick up your table magazine, okay? And then make sure you enter to win free groceries for a year, free gas for a year, or a $1,000 home center gift card with the Unwrap the Season contest happening right now with Co-ops of Westman. And the warehouse sale, I love it personally. It's always a chance for me to stock up on meat. They've always got great selection of meat. They've got butchers in their store making fresh meat product for you. Pork chops, steak, sausages, smokies. When the weather turns nice again, I want to be ready to have something to throw on that barbecue. And that's why I'm always getting my meats at Co-ops of Westman, my meat headquarters. My meat supplier. Co-ops of Westman, you're at home here with Heritage, Pemina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, Neepaw, Gladstone Co-op, and Hamiota Co-op, too. Eating something off the floor. Oh, MJ is here to share. It once happened with a muffin. Just baked them, and one rolled onto the floor. There were two of us. We each ate a muffin, and they were delicious. See? This one time, Cheryl says, this one time I just made breakfast and I planned to eat on the drive to work. I was walking out the door and I dropped the plate and my toast hit the grass. I was hungry and running late. I picked it up and I was on my way. Well, the grass is not really the floor, though. It's, this reminds me of a time when I was at a sleepover. And I was like 12 years old. We were sitting outside of our room at the hotel. For whatever reason, there was a cheeseburger on the floor just lying there. And a couple of boys our age walked by. One guy said, ooh, a cheeseburger. Picked it up, took a bite, and kept walking. That's out of bounds. That's not what we're talking about. Wanda says, I once accidentally dumped my bag of hot Cheetos on the floor. Oh, crap. When you dump the whole bag of Cheetos on the floor and you go and you're picking out the big ones, you're like, okay, I think I'll save the big ones. I think I'll try and save the big ones. Because the little ones, they could get messed up in the grossness of the floor. Quentin says, I've dropped a potato in the garbage while peeling it and just picked it up. Oh, that's a pretty easy one too. Again, another one that you can quickly put under the tap. And no one would know the difference. That's pretty easy. Nick says, part of my work lunch is a sliced apple. Once in a while, I'll drop a piece of apple on the floor, but quickly rinse it, and then it goes in. 5-second rule, says MJ. That's true. Some things are easier than others. Man. Cindy says, I've dropped lots of stuff on the floor and then picked it up. I'm Ukrainian. We were brought up to never waste food. And again, it's as long as the floor is clean. And why is it that I hardly ever drop things outside? Oh, I know where I drop things outside. At the barbecue. But That's an easy one too. So I've got Smokies, and one Smokey will just like decide it's going to take off and it rolls out the backside of the grill. You're like, no. And then the dog goes crazy. He's like, oh, dad dropped something. I'm going to go. So the fight is on. So I got to block the dog. Like I'm playing linebacker for the Bombers. Boom. Block him off like this. And he comes running back again. He doesn't care. You can block me once. I don't care. I see meat on the floor. I'm coming back, man. So he comes back in here. I'm leaned down with my tweezers, or what do they call those? The barbecue tweezers, to get the sausage off the ground. I'm taking a look at it, give it a wipe with the old paper towel, and then back on the grill, baby. There's heat there. Should be okay. Dog's crying. I wanted that sausage. No, no sausage for you. Back on the grill it goes. That one's for the kids. They won't know. They won't know. Ryan Oakley. Hey, Ryan. Good to see you, pal. Says, hey, 5-second rule, unless you're at the hospital. Ooh. Yeah, public places, even hotels, same thing. No, I can't do hotels. If I have that incident with the pizza and it goes down on a hotel room floor, no. Even though it's clean, it's probably immaculate. I don't know who was there with bare feet and toe jam the day before. It's not going to happen. Oh. And a hospital? Ooh. Hospital floors are gross. Just two words, bodily fluids. Ugh, of all kinds of varieties. Oh, well, unlike hotels. Black light. Whoa, black light. Ah. Tongs. Thank you. Yes, MJ, tongs. So I had to use the tongs. I don't know why I call them the tweezers. Quentin says, straining noodles in the sink with the lid. I've dumped them and then dug them out. Very hot. Oh, classic move. Again, something you can rinse. However, there would be some people who that might offend and say, well, it hit the sink. I don't know. When things hit the sink, as long as it doesn't hit the sink with a pile of dirty dishes, then you're on a scavenger hunt to find your 20 or 30 olives that dropped accidentally out of the jar. Oh, God, someone was doing dishes here. Shit, I lost all these olives. But again, the rinse could be good. Carrie Branyuk says, 5-second rule, 100%. I've got two children. I drop stuff all the time. And they were little and they wanted to eat and they don't know the difference. They don't know. Like, adults are so funny, right? It's like kids are looking at you like, so you dropped it on the floor. Like, kids lick the floor. Do you remember?
I'm licking the floor.
They lick the floor. They're eating the paint off the walls. They're kissing the dog. Oh, I love you, puppy. And the dog's licking them and they're kissing the dog. Adults are looking, going, Jesus, oh my God, I'm going to barf. Kids are disgusting. But that's what we do when we're kids. There's no problem. It's no problem. I remember eating gravel. We'd eat gravel. We'd pretend it was candy. We had good dental insurance back then. I'm eating the gravel. Anyway, that was good. Hey, thanks for all that. So see, we shared. We're getting more comfortable. That's a question I couldn't have asked in season one. We were all still getting to know each other. And so now season four, I drop things on the floor, pick them up. Plus the price of food nowadays. Jesus, Murphy. Can't waste it. I didn't drop their food. I dropped my food, but I was starving and wanted to eat, says Carrie. Ah, I know. Sure, Carrie. I'm saying I dropped my kids' food. It's not going to hurt them. They're still alive. No one's going to. You know what? You are safer to drop a piece of food and then quickly pick it up, examine it, maybe give it a rinse, than to undercook, say, chicken or something like that, or undercook pork, or give your kids food poisoning. That's not fun. And it's dangerous. But I don't think anybody was sent to the hospital because they dropped a piece of cheese on the floor. Because your body can't, you can't, you think corn is bad. Eat gravel. Stone shooting out. You know what I'm saying? Gatling gun. You're a human Gatling gun. Pooping out gravel stones. Where have we gone? Like a snowblower. Whew. Now that'd be like if you ate the contents of a pillow. Look at, I'm a snowblower. I'm pooping feathers. Oh my gosh. You can tell we're close to the end of the show. This is Oh, another good one today. Thanks, guys. It's been a lot of fun. Thank you, Sunseekers, for joining our ride where bright rays and good vibes collide. Goodbye for now, but it's not the end. We'll do it again. And like the sun, we'll see you soon. Once again, I promise, tomorrow at 7 o'clock, okay? Be safe. If you are going to hit the road today, please be careful, okay? Black ice still a bit of a problem, so easy does it on those roads because we need you back here again tomorrow morning at 7 for more food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. Have a great day, guys. Thanks again. We'll see you tomorrow.